Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, when we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, well, thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for today. Thank you for Father's Day. To you alone be all the glory and all the praise for the great things you have done. We commit our service and even this time unto you, we pray. You will speak to us like a father speaks to his children, and that we will not leave this place the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, you may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Wow. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house this morning. Fathers are very, very important. And this morning I want to, you know, stress on that. Stress on the fact that fathers are important. I want to go to Luke chapter 2, the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2. Verse 22, Luke chapter 2 and verse 22. Luke chapter 2 and verse 22. I want to encourage you. It's a nice book here. Buy one for your father for Father's Day. I'm preaching from it. It's a blessing. Amen. You see, in the Christian world, all right, if you have the taste to appreciate or to recognize greatness, in the Christian world, you have different men of God who are specialized in different areas. Okay, if you look at ministers of God all over the globe, everybody has been given something that they are strong in. Now, one of the things that are not so fair when it comes to Christianity is that if you're a man of God and you don't live in America and you are not on American television, you are not known. So it makes it sound as if it's only American pastors who are great. It's because they are on TV. Yeah. TBN. Once you appear on TBN a few times, that's it. You're great. You're powerful. But you see, there are other powerful men of God who don't live in America who are probably even greater than these American preachers we show. One of the people that I believe is a very, very powerful preacher in preaching is T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes is a very, very anointed preacher. I mean, hardly, I say it all the time, hardly can you see a pastor preaching and men are crying. It doesn't happen. Men don't cry. Men don't know. We are taught as we grow up not to cry. When my son is crying, I get vexed. I say, I'll cough you. Boys don't cry. You know, we train ourselves not to cry. So when you see a man crying, it got to be a very serious case. That TDJs can preach in a room filled with men and you see men crying and sobbing and Man, you think that something bad is happening to them. No, the preacher is preaching. It is an anointing. You see somebody like this gentleman, Lakewood Church, Osteen, Joel Osteen. Very nice, handsome young man. I don't know whether I'm older than him. You know, young man, you know, has his curly hair. You know, he just stands on the stage, you know, hello, God bless you. Very simple man, but it's like a mini stadium. He preaches on grace. He preaches, you know, nice, fine, fine messages. People gather. You have somebody like Benny Hinn. Hey, he will do that. And from front to the back, everybody falls down. Hey, too powerful. I've never seen anybody like that. He's doing anointing service, big crowd. Now you see the choir behind him like that. About 500, 600, 700 people choir. And he said, the choir, are you ready? The choir, are you ready? Check it now. Everybody falls down. If you like, try and let's see. You'll discover that. No. That's what it no be juju. It be God they do. Hallelujah. Now, when it comes to church work and the establishment of the church and the smooth running and discipline and proper church things, I will choose one of the best and the greatest in the world is Bishop Dagwood Mills. I tell you. It is too fantastic. And those who don't know him, I was in New Amsterdam, you know, Friday, Saturday. And, you know, the pastor who hosted us, you know, when people don't know you, they don't worry with you. In fact, they left us to go for their meeting. So we are used to it. We go to a church, we have 5 people. We preach to them. It's not bad. It's okay. So we went, some few people, all the pastors have gone to some meeting. They said, Reinhard Bonnke is probably coming. Somebody connected to him is coming to do a crusade in Bebi. So all the Bebi's pastors have gone to Little Rock Hotel or something. They were having, we were in a church, a few people. I said, man, yeah, I don't care at all. We know how to speak and preach to a few people, isn't it? Yeah, I don't mind. I can preach to 2 people. It's okay. I can preach to 1,000, 2,000, but I can also preach to 50 or 10 or 3. It shows how anointed you are. So, you know, we preached and all of that. And then the pastor wasn't there. We closed everything. The pastor wasn't there. Finished. We went, you know. And the next morning, we were supposed to start at 10. We started at 12 something. The pastor, he said he was ashamed. There was people didn't come. Don't worry at all. We are used to this. Because when people don't know you, they don't respond. So we preached. Now, when he came the evening, then he asked the people, how was the meeting? The people said, whoa, it was very, very powerful. So he said, he asked them, but people didn't come. What was powerful about it? He said, no. The man, he's preached bad. So he said, he was very, very anxious. And so we're blessed to have him the Saturday morning, still a few people. And when we finished, he said, Pastor, I'm very, very sorry. You have to come again. You have to come again. I said, no problem. 20,000 an hour, I'll come. Then he said something. He said, you know what? You really preach to support pastors. He said that. Again, he said, you preach for pastors. You preach for the church. And, you know, when I reflect on that, I just realized that I don't know. I just preach from the books that my father, my pastor has written. And that is how I come over, because that is how he comes over. And anybody, you see, Pastor Safo, I spoke about things. He said, you, the things that we are very afraid to say, you say it like that. I said, what? At the point I brought PPP inside, they said, what? Here we don't talk about PPP. So now, you know, you just bring the cup and everything about the cup like that. I said, man, when I preach, I go. You got try there. I know he realized that. He said, no. He's so surprised that Dagwood Mills is not known in Guyana and in Babies because the materials and the books is so wonderful. You know, so now he's going to be an ambassador to promote the books and the meetings. He wants us to come back to New Amsterdam. I said, well, once you invite us, we'll come. And Pastor David was telling me, somebody's church member came for the program, and the pastor says he wants me for himself. Because the church member went to tell the pastor about all the things. I just preached from a book. And the church member was leaving. I think she had bought about 7 books like that. I saw her at the gate. I said, wow, you bought all those books? She said, yeah. Books like that. It's working. But we went to Babies. We shared books all around. How come they don't know us? Isn't that fantastic? Yeah, they probably don't read. Yeah, we gave them books. Almost every church, we gave them a book. We left the book behind. This is only when you know with us. We went to give books from quarantine to New Amsterdam Babies. Gave every church a book. They don't read it. I don't think they read it. Or maybe they read it, they don't even understand what they're reading. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, so Bishop Dag is one of the greatest pastors when it comes to church work. And I'm so, blessed to preach from his book this morning also. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. Fathers and loyalty. Luke chapter 2. And I said verse something, isn't it? 22. What does the Bible say? And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. 23. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. So if you didn't open the womb, well, Prince said it, so I won't continue. 24. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. After church, let me say something to you, right? And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of the people, and a light to lighten the Gentiles, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. The Bible says that Jesus is a sign. He set for the fall and the rising again of many. There is something called the rising and the falling of a person. Are you there with me? Now, depending on Jesus Christ, you rise or you fall. In fact, the Bible calls Jesus the cornerstone of which the builders have rejected, who has become the head of the corner. The stone that the builders rejected but has become the cornerstone. You will do well with Jesus, and you will not do well without Jesus. Similarly, in this life and in this world, fathers are also set for the fall and rising of their children. Now, Jonathan Romeo, are you there? How's your wife? She's all right. Okay, good. What a wife. Is it when you become a Christian, things are different? As in when you become a Christian, things are different. Even though when you were not a Christian, you used to look at your father in a different way, when you become a Christian, it must change. Are you listening to me? No matter what you think of your father, it is not important. I'll repeat. No matter what you think of or about your father, it is not important. It is not relevant. It is not something that can make any case anywhere. God bless you. The only man who clapped. Yeah. No, irrespective of your idea or your opinion about your father, you must remember that a father is there for the fall or the rise of his children. I'm saying that when you become a Christian, you see, we are people, even though we become Christians, we still hook up to the old things. We hook up to the old things that seems to make us feel nice. But the old things and the things we know in the world, it is not the same thing in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, there is something called a father. When somebody gives birth to you, God expects that you honor that person for the rest of that person's life. I don't know whether you don't like what I'm saying. Like I said, God will never promote nonsense. Because a child can never be right against his own father. Never. It will not be so. Your father can never be wrong where you are concerned. Because he's either set for your fall or for your rise. So you better be careful. Yeah, your father didn't take care of you. And so what? Your father doesn't do what you expect him to do. What is your expectation? Your expectation doesn't matter. Because be careful that you don't put yourself in a position where your father causes you to fall. Because he is set there for the rise and the fall. So you better choose the side you want from your father. And I know many of us, this generation, we have our own opinion. We think our own way. We have our own expectations. This, that. My father didn't take care of me. It's true. It's true. Nobody's denying that. But it is not your job to use that against him. Because when you do that, there is a fall that is set for you. Or there's a rise that is set for you. It's because even if you realize, the Bible even teaches that we should love our enemies. That's the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus, even the person who wants to, who hates you, Jesus loved the person. How much more your father who gave birth to you? Think about it. Who didn't pay your school fees? Who didn't take you to private school? So you vex. What is private school? You yourself, you were not passing your exams. How do you want to go to private school? Yeah. You're playing. Why should we go and spend money on you on private school? But you see, the fact that you didn't go to private school, it's like a grudge between you and your father. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have problems with your father, you should be careful. Because, you see, God is the one who set people in their places. It is God who, you didn't choose your father. When your eyes open, then you say, Daddy. There's no choosing of your father. It is God who chose your father for you. So when you fight against your father, you are fighting against God. Yeah. And there are fathers They are biological fathers, they are spiritual fathers, they are fathers-in-law, they are fathers of a movement, they are fathers of the faith, they are fathers in, you know, something, 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 something. They are fathers. You better don't cause, make your father make you fall or rise. Are you there with me? Let's look at some examples. Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. And verse 6. Fathers cause the earth to be smitten with a curse when their hearts are turned away from their sons. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says that. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Otherwise, I come and smite the earth with a curse. So God is saying that the heart of the fathers have turned away from their children. And because of that, there are curses on the children. You see, so when a father's heart turns away from their child, it causes the child to fall. Because the Bible says that if God says that if he doesn't turn the heart again back to the children, then there will be a curse on the earth. So fathers actually causes their children to experience curses by their hearts turning away from them. So you don't want to put yourself in a position where your father's heart will turn away from you. Because once that happens, you are doomed. I tell you. Spiritual fathers, biological fathers, what type of fathers you have, do not cause them to, their heart to leave you. You know, so sometimes fathers are so smart and wise that sometimes even when their heart turns away from you, you know, they flow with you, but their heart is not with you. Because okay, it's because you have to live in the house anyway. They have to buy food for you anyway. They have to take care of you, but their heart is somewhere else. Fathers are set for the rise and the fall of their children. If you look at Noah, Genesis chapter 9, Noah caused the rise of his son Shem by blessing him specially. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 26. The New Living Translation says that, and then Noah said, may Shem be blessed by the Lord my God, and may Canaan be his servant. This is Shem. Now, Shem, for those who don't know Shem, you see, we still think that the world is populated with was populated by Adam. It's not completely so. Remember that when Adam and Eve, they gave birth to, you know, Cain and Abel and all of that, and then they all multiplied, they grew, until the days of Noah, when God destroyed the world, except Noah, his wife, his son Shem, his son Japheth, his son Ham, and their wives, were the only human beings saved in the ark. So after the flood, there were only these people on earth. So everybody else after that now comes from Noah's sons. You get it? So you are either a Shemite or a Hamite or a Jephthite. You see? Now, Shem is the father of the Arabs. Arabs, Middle East. The Iraqis, the Iranians, the Saudi Arabians, the Palestinians. All those people there, the people from Dubai, United Arab Emirates, those Arabs. Shem is the one who fathered them. It is through him that those people came. Shem. Now, if you go to Dubai is one of the most beautiful countries in the whole wide world. Yeah. Beautiful. We watched a documentary some time ago about when the king wanted some airport or something in the sea or something. Man, we can't build a bridge from here to a Freedom Hoop. That is Shem. Noah said, blessed be the God of Shem. Now, he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem. Now, this thing here must help you to understand that Shem was the father of the Arabs. Japheth is the one who brought forth the white man. The white men, all the white people, they have one father. That's Japheth. Shem is the father of all the Arabs. And then Canaan, or Ham, the black son. The black son. The black son is we father. Now, from just this verse, we won't go further, we'll close with this verse. He says that Noah blessed, or he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem. Now, what Noah is trying to say here is that Shem's God is blessed. Why? Because Shem is going to be very devoted to his God. Look at the Muslims. Compare the Muslims and us. Look at the hot sun and they cover themselves. You the hot sun, you can't even sit in church. You see the place hot. The people cover their face and everything, just their eyes. Yeah. They pray. Is it 7 times a day or something like that? They pray. 3 times a day. They wash their body parts. They fast Ramadan. They wear one dress long. When you see a Muslim, you see a Muslim. It is these same people who can kill people and say, I'm killing them in the name of Allah. It's like they are trying to make Allah happy by killing the Americans, the barbarians. They say people are saying things about Prophet Muhammad. They will kill you if you say something bad about Prophet Muhammad. So it's like they are so proud of their God that you better. Do you know how many times people say things about Jesus? They say Jesus was in love with Mary Magdalene, was Jesus' wife. They say Jesus was gay because all the people around him were boys, were men. All kinds of nonsense they say about our Jesus. That nobody kills anybody. But when you say Muhammad, but you see, the fact is that Muhammad married a teenager. Muhammad was, he practiced incest. Or is that what you call it? A man who married a young girl. A pedophile. He was epileptic. He used to black out. Yes, go and read about Muhammad. And he died because a Jewish woman poisoned him through food. Now, if he was so powerful, I said, if Muhammad was so powerful, how would he eat food? The Bible says that in the name of Jesus, we shall eat poison and we will not die. Yes, snakes will bite us and no, nothing will happen to us. But Muhammad couldn't detect that there was poison in the food. He ate and he died. And he was very, very hungry. And they said that the Quran and all of that, Surah or something, Surah they call it. It was the Surah, when he goes into those epileptic seizures, when he gains consciousness, then he talks about something that he's heard, and then they write it down. That's what came up with the Surah, which is in the Quran. There's nothing like the inspired word of God that about 40 authors wrote together, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's nothing like that in Islam. They copied from us. They don't have no Bible. The Quran is nothing. They copied from the Bible. But you see, they are so dedicated and devoted to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah. They are so devoted. That because Noah said it. Noah said that the God of Shem will be so blessed because Shem is going to be so devoted to this God. Yet, he went and he said, and Canaan, the black one, the Ham one, he said, Canaan will be Shem's servant. Even in Guyana, if it wasn't the coalition, black people would never get anything here. I will say it again. If it wasn't AFC that coalated with APNU, I tell you, we would never have won. Because it was just 5,000 votes difference. you can see that people like the cup. People like to drink from the cup. You don't like the cup. Somebody likes the cup. Yeah. Even I saw it on the when GCOM has posted their results online. I saw in Nagamoto's own hometown, Wim, they lost 2011 victory, reduced in 2015. Something happened for these coalition people, you know. I tell you, something worked in their favor. Because I am not so, I'm very, very careful. Because the difference was 5,000. People are sitting in the church, they like evil things. They like people to transfer vehicles from government to private people. They like people to put money. People are not real. So don't be too excited, because the next person to you, he's not telling you what really he supports, because he drinks from the cup. If the difference was 5,000, that means that half really didn't support the APNU. So all the excitement that we have for APNU and AFC, you should be very careful. We won. They won. Fine. But at the back of your mind, you should know that a lot of people, almost half of you, didn't really like them. After 23 years of all these barbaric and all these things, people still want this thing. Hey, people are wicked, though. People are wicked. I'm saying that Granger and all these people had to talk to Ramjatan and Nagamoto and say, you know what, let we come together. Otherwise, yeah, Jagjo would have been the next president, I tell you. So you see that a servant, and this is what I say. Okay, the Amerindians were here before all of us came. So Amerindians should actually drive all of us away. Please don't drive us away. What are Amerindians? Please don't drive us away. Coco, Tiana, where's your mother? Don't drive us away. There's one here too. Aina, yeah. Indigenous. Pinky, you what? You are Amerindian? My girl, rest yourself. You are too tall for an Amerindian. No, but if you look at it, the black people were the first to come here into this place. The white people brought us. As slaves, we built this place. Our forefathers died. Kofi said, never, we'll fight. Kwame and all these people from Africa, from Ghana, they said, no. They said, let's revolt. Let's against this white man. They fought for the freedom and liberty of this country. But you realize that black people suffer most in this country. Yeah. It's now that, you know, people are hoping that, you know, things will balance out and all of that. They are talking about witch hunt. Adam Harris, who is part of the editor or something of Kaicho News, he said he was working with the Chronicle when Jagande came into power in 1982. They fired him. Yeah, they fired him without any explanation or nothing. But see, 1982, you probably were still a baby. You were wearing diapers. So when they are saying witch hunt, they can easily appeal to you because you didn't know what happened then. But a lot of people suffered when the government changed. Tell me why we should keep Kwame Makoye still working in the president's office. When this person is on TV every evening lambasting the APNU and AFC. And then when they win, they should keep you in the president's office. And then somebody has the power to go and say that they are not treating him well. Somebody. But you see, all of these things, if you look at America, for how many hundred years? This is 40 what president? 44th or 40 something president? We are not Americans, but something. 48th president? 40 something? 45th? Something. This, now that we have a black man, after so many hundred years, he's not even pure black. You think a black man will come again? Another 500 years. But Americans, when it comes to basketball, it's black people. When it comes to athletics, black people. Anything in America is black people. It's black people. Even when you go to Hollywood, they don't allow the black people to do any movies. Why? Because a father said something bad. I have not seen you for a while. Where have you been? Aaliyah? Is that Aaliyah? Hey, you. Yes, smiling at me. It's not you. It's you, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at, yeah, you, yeah, attack it, yeah, you, man.
Because the father said, you are cursed. You'll be a servant.
Did you read about the South Africans on British Airways? British Airways flight from Johannesburg, South Africa, 11 hours from South Africa to London. Two black South Africans held onto the tie of the aeroplane
in the air for 11 hours. The compartment where the wheels... I told you about what Africans do. You are not serious here to go anywhere. Africans want to come to Europe, and that's what they do. The two of them went to hold the legs. Let me say the legs. And it went in. British Airways. 11 hours flying at 35,000 feet at minus 50 degrees Celsius, freezing cold. These two guys are in that compartment. Now, when British Airways, the tie comes out, about 5 minutes that he was about to land, then one body comes from the plane into a high building, on the top of a high building with his legs up like that, dead. The second one is not dead. He's at the hospital under critical condition. 11 hours. Yeah, he's at the hospital. Critical condition. The British aviation, they are shocked. They are blown away. People go with a passport and ticket, they go and sit inside. This black man said,
I'm going to go.
I'm going to go backtrack. I'm going backtrack. Yeah, I'm going backtrack. I'm gonna go. You can't tell me, look, I'm gonna go backtrack. Hey, the time, 11, can you believe it? 11 hours at 35,000 feet high at minus 50 to minus 60 degrees cold.
It's only a black man who would do that.
And in my country, Ghana, it happened too. It was a KLM flight. When the wheels came off and on the tarmac, then something, ow! Fly from Accra to Amsterdam. So the white people will see the black people cleaning the airport. They say, go and look at your brother. Look at your brother. Look at your brother. Even the migration now from Morocco or Algeria into Spain, into Italy, most of them are Africans. They go on a boat without outboard motor on the high seas because they desire apple. Apple and cheese in Europe. Black man. Grapes. Fresh milk. Meanwhile, God has blessed us with one of the richest continents in South America and Africa. Yeah. God has put money inside the earth. He said, you know what? You, I love you. If you go to America, there's no money down there. We don't even have land. Yeah. Hallelujah. The white people, the place is so cold, they can't do anything much. We have sun all year through. But yet we can't make it because a father will cause your rise or your fall. So Noah spoke about his son Canaan, that you will never rise. Hey, don't let your father say something bad about you, you know. No matter what your father has done, you are too young to know. Sometimes it's even your mother's fault.
Should I say it again? You don't like to hear that?
Sometimes it's your mother's fault.
I see, because you are with your mother, you don't see, you
can't mind big people business. So because the father is the one who is not at home, and somewhere else or with another woman, he's the one who is seen as bad. But women are wicked, you know. Women are wicked, bad. The thing about the wickedness of women is that they look so nice, so attractive, so beautiful. So when they are wicked, you it's like you don't see it. But we men, you know. But the lady who comes, hi, hi. You run. Yeah. No, it's true for some of us, for some of you, your father couldn't stay with your mother. It's because your father couldn't stay with your mother. That's why he's not in the house with you. Not that he wanted to go. It's your mother. It's you, mother. It's you, mother. And every man who is married can understand what I'm saying. Women, too fantastic. You see, my church people are not clapping. It's only my friend who is clapping for me. Yeah. No. You see, you have to, that's why the Bible says that we should live with women according to knowledge. We should know that these people, that's how they are, but okay, no problem. We'll just still be with them. Because sometimes we need things that the other ones can only give it, right? It's okay, all right. No, just because of this benevolence, we are all right. We can take the blows and we'll just be okay. But women, Eve is the one, Eve. Look at their face. They all look like Eve. All of them, they look like Eve. Eve ate the apple, and we are here today. So no matter how nice, some woman, the bishop was talking about a woman at 70 years old. She was alone in a big house. And he said he was talking to the lady, and the lady said, "It is my fault." I said, "Ah, what do you mean?" He said, "It's my fault." I said, "Why?" He said, "It is my fault that my husband left me." At 70 years old, she's now come to realize that she was the problem. 70. It took 70 years for her to realize how difficult a woman she was. One small thing you give us in the night, you say you are tired. One small thing. Hey, you people, you like control and power. One small thing. Free is even free. You pay for it. You pay for it. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm not feeling well. But that small thing is not tired. That small thing is feeling okay. There's nothing tired about it. I'm teaching you something. Don't blame your father too much, you know. No. Don't let your father cause you to fall. Because like I'm saying, sometimes it is because of your mother. Do you hear the story of one of our pastors? He has to beg his wife in the night. Say, "Please, please for one. Please, one. 2 minutes. Please, just, I ain't going to take long. Just 2 minutes. You can count now. Set the alarm now. 2 minutes. Beg. And they come and see wife. Hey, people are powerful. Hey! So, your father couldn't live with them. Your father couldn't handle that stupidness. It was too much for him. He nearly killed himself. He said, "I don't care. I gotta go. A man must live for himself." And he left. Now, when you grew up, you realize that daddy is not around. My father? My father left us when we were young. Left me and my mother. Look at how my mother is suffering. She's suffering because she wants to suffer. Yeah, because you want to suffer. Don't cause your father to make you rise or fall. Again, even if you look at those who have fathers and those who don't have fathers, those who have fathers get a better start in life. Like Prince, who doesn't pay rent? Better start in life. better life. When you wake up, you are in a house, you eat free, you bath free, your light is on from the night to the morning. Like yesterday, when I went home, late and I slept a little early. When I woke up early in the morning, hey, light on,
light on, light on. I said, ah, the people in this house, why? They don't pay light bill, you know. It's like they like it to sleep when the light is on. They enjoy it. Light, come on before I sleep. Nice step you're giving in life. Because of daddy. Those who don't have daddies, there's some guidance and some correction and some licks they don't get. And it makes them become different. I said, your father will cause your rise or your fall. So as I close, it may not be so different. You may not have daddy around. God has given you a father. God himself is a father to you. He has his word. If you follow it, if you are guided by his word, you'll be a very good child and your father will be a good father to you. He has given us pastors who can help and father us. During the first service, I was talking about a father is more interested in your complete welfare. A pastor who is a father is not only concerned about preaching to you and giving your offering and going. No, he's concerned about whether you've eaten, how are you going home, how is school, let me see your report, what's happening here, who is that boy you are working with, who's the boy you are talking to, sometimes we are here, and we see one young girl get out, and I'll say, call that girl for me, where is she going? I said, I was going around the corner. I said, going around the corner where? Is your mother aware? Your mother thinks you are in the church. Now you're going around the corner. Which corner are you going to? Now, if we're just here just because we want to just preach, you go out of the gate, you go along your way. You are not my child. I don't care. No, but we don't do that. We hear somebody talks rough to somebody. People don't respect people around. We call them and we solve the case. Because it is a total package. It's not just preaching to you only. But we are concerned about what you are doing with your life, Shorty. That is fathers that God has given us. And we must appreciate them. And make sure that we don't fall into the bad books. Because when we fall into the bad books, hey, we will go down. I said we will go down. Reuben, Jacob's first son. When Jacob was about to die, he spoke concerning his sons. He said, Reuben, you. Because Reuben slept with his one of his wives. Yeah. He slept, his first son, he slept with his father's wife. So when he was about to die, he said, you. You wait and see. You don't want your father to say something to you. Even David had to beg for Absalom. He said, please don't kill, don't touch, don't do anything bad to my son Absalom. Because David knew that the guy was on the way to destruction because he lifted up his heels against him. Your father will cause your fall or your rise. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Christians. Stand to your feet. Let's make sure that our fathers will make us become blessings and not be cursed. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? Wow. Yeah, it's a rise and fall. It's a movie called The Rise and Fall of Idi Amin. Yeah. Yeah. There's a rise and there's a fall. Yeah, rise and fall of Hitler. Yeah. Shorty, isn't it? Boy Blue or Blue Boy? What's the name again? Blue Boy or Boy Blue?
Boy Blue.
Boy Blue is not around. Does it mean that you can't do well? It is what you choose to accept. That well. Because if you are married right now, boy Blue can't come from the cemetery. No matter how much your mother wants him to come back, you can't come back. Yeah, one of her classmates will come, don't worry. The one with the cop. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be careful with our fathers. Your father may not even be a Christian. And you're a Christian, you speak in tongues and you pray and you think that you are powerful. Be careful. Your father, some of you know, I think I asked somebody, where's your father? He's like, he's around somewhere. I felt very bad. Because for someone who's my father, he's around somewhere. It's a very sad case. But that shouldn't make you hey, when you see him, still say, hi, daddy. Good afternoon. Yeah. And Father's Day, if you have not called him, you have sinned.
You don't want him to say something bad about you. It will come to pass. Yeah.
Let's close your eyes. Let's close your eyes with me.
I believe in God the Father.
I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Father, thank you so much for speaking to us. I know our lives will never be the same again. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us. In Jesus' name, amen. This day, this afternoon, you are here. You are not saved. You are not born again. Maybe you are here for the first time. You are here for the second time. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, you know if you were to die right now, you will not go to heaven. Do not go to hell. Don't choose hell. There's an opportunity for you today to choose Jesus and to choose heaven. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be born again. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Pastor, please pray with me. I am not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. I see that hand. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. I want to pray for you, sir. Come to me. Call for him as he comes. I saw a hand there, no? God bless you. Come, my dear. God bless you. Clap for her. God bless you. God bless you, son. God bless you. If you are coming, come. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Bless you. Let's close your eyes with me. Church, let's pray together. Say this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised him from the dead. I invite Jesus right now to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. I believe I'm saved. I believe I have escaped hell. And I believe my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.